Hello, this is Natasha Taylor of Conscious Communication. Welcome to today's interview with Dr. Greg Gerber of Houston, Texas. Welcome, Dr. Gerber.
Aloha and good afternoon.
Aloha. Dr. Gerber is the medical director of the Energy Enhancement System, and that's an innovative wellness technology that combines body, mind, spirit, and science to assist with achieving peak performance and reaching higher states of consciousness and self-actualization. Dr. Gerber, you're going to be introducing the medallion today. Could you tell us a bit about it?
I'll be delighted to speak to you about the Energy Enhancements Bioscalar technology, as well as the medallions that are utilizing that technology.
Thank you.
The medallions are utilizing the energy enhancement system that was developed by Sandra Rose Michael, and it is utilizing the concepts of zero point and scalar fields, which have been known to exist throughout time in astrophysics, geology, and hydrodynamics. The medallions utilize the scalar field, which is a nonlinear, non-Hertzian, non-third-dimensional, fifth-dimensional linear field that is out of what we consider regular time and space. The human body, as we know it, is a crystalline structure, and in every cell and in every cell wall, they have the capacity to hold the charge. The energy enhancement system produces a charge that enters the human body and utilizes both biophotonic and electromagnetic fields of energy that excite the cell to allow it to return and align itself to its original and appropriate electrical matrix. Now, wasn't that a mouthful of information I just provided to you, Natasha?
Yes, that was. And I saw in your photograph that you were wearing one of those, so could you tell me then how all that does affect the body? What do you experience when you wear one?
Well, what you saw, I was wearing in that picture a rose medallion that has been exposed to a 24 unit. The EE Systems has different levels of equipment that produces what we call a energetic charge, and there are 4, 8, 12, and 24s. And what this does, after it is charged, it has been shown that it will eliminate and nullify the effects of disruptive frequencies in the body, such as electromagnetic, EMF, and ELF. And so when I wear that, I find that when I'm in the hospital environment where I do most of my day in the Memorial Hospital systems here in Houston, that I have a protective component produced by the EE Systems medallion that allows me to have fewer effects from the electromagnetics and ELF that's in that environment.
Could you be a little bit more specific and give me an example?
Yes, I can. Generally, when I go to hospital and I'm in my environment, I will be going through ICUs. Also, I spend a lot of time as a physical medicine doctor around different devices that put off high-frequency electronics, and particularly 60 cycle. And when I utilize the medallion, my body, this medallion produces a small cocoon, maybe about a 5-foot cocoon, that is electrophysiologically a null field, so that the 60 cycle that we usually have does not enter that field. And as a consequence of that, I am not exposed to the bioenergetics of the negative aspect of 60 cycle. Our cells are designed to resonate at lower levels and closer to the 8 cycles of the Schaumann effect. And as we are exposed to other higher frequencies, such as those produced in electric current, there are deleterious effects at the cellular level. So what I find, what I feel is when I forget to wear my medallion, boy, though, those days I don't feel nearly as good, and I am far less effective with my patients and in my interactions than those days when I do wear the medallion. And this is not a subjective type. This is a subjective type of response I'm giving you, but telling you that there's really good hard science with regard to this that we've shown in the laboratory with regard to what happens when one is utilizing the EE system and the medallions.
Wow, that's really exciting. You know, I realized while I asked you about the medallion and you're talking about the EE system, why don't we go back at that and talk about that? What is the EE system exactly, and what are the effects of charging this medallion in this system? How is that done?
The EE system is a device created by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. It's taken nearly 15 years for her to develop this. And what it looks like is 4, 8, 12, or 24 computers with standard monitors that are not computers in that they produce information. They are energy generators. And these pieces of equipment produce light energy, biophotonic, from the screens and the monitors, and electromagnetics from what appears to be a standard box or computer guts. And these engines produce both electric EM as well as biophotonics. They're designed in such a way, which is very, very sophisticated, and produces in the very zero point or the center of the room a fission event that creates a different energetic field. And that's what I was referring to initially, that these fields are produced in nature throughout many different sources and have been talked about, known since Einstein's time in astrophysics and geology as well as hydrodynamics.
Well, now, these natural fields, is that something like an energy vortex?
It is very similar. Yes, I would say that it is very similar to the energy vortex that we will talk about. Energies such as those that are at Lourdes, energy fields that are at very specific sites throughout Mount Shasta and other sites nationally and internationally in the high temples and major sites of high religious and spiritual development sites as well. Yes.
Okay, so Sandra has been able to recreate that in terms in electronically.
That is correct. She has produced this. It has been assessed by multiple physicists and has been standing the test of time for, as I said, for nearly 15 years. It was first introduced in the United States at medical conventions in 2001, and it has been presented internationally with centers throughout the world at this time. I think we have centers in nearly 12 different countries at this point in time.
Now, when you're saying centers, are you talking about a clinic, a meditation hall? Are these also in private homes? What are these centers?
These centers are in, as you have been very apt on assessing where they are, many are in private homes. Many are also in meditation centers. Some are in wellness spas. And different sites throughout the world are utilizing this technology to advance the healing aspects and wellness aspects of the individuals who can utilize the technology and are utilizing the technology.
What happens when someone's in that energy matrix?
When someone is in the energy matrix, the goal is for the individual to relax maximally. So mm-hmm. In some centers, there'll be meditation centers where people will enter the lotus position and do their meditation. In the medical spas, what I see frequently happening is individuals are put in anti-gravity chairs or very, very comfortable chairs, and they are asked to just go in and relax maximally, whatever is best for them. If they know how to do deep breathing and they utilize their different techniques for maximal body relaxation, when the body is relaxed, what we have happening, and I'll go into a little bit aspect of where we think this is happening, is at the cellular level, and particularly at the cell membrane level, when a normal person is in their healthy state, the cell membrane is at about minus 70 millivolts. There's a charge across the membrane. And as we age or have illness, the charge changes from minus 70 to minus 60 to minus 50. And at minus 50, we're seeing people with atherosclerotic cardiovascular diseases. At minus 40, we're seeing where there are multi-system diseases such as diabetes, stroke, where we're seeing more than one organ system involved. And at minus 30, we're seeing people who are acutely ill with severe illness, AIDS, the undiagnosed viral diseases, and truly difficult situations such as ALS. Well, when an individual goes into this system, sits and relaxes, the body is impregnated or introduced to a field type of energy. And this field works at the cell membrane level to bring it back to minus 70 millivolts, which is its ideal state. And that is a thumbnail sketch of how the EE system is working.
Fascinating. So do you have one of these in your office or in your
I have one of these in two different settings, so that means I have two. I have one that's in my home that is around my bed because I spend 8 hours or more in that room. And it is, I either have it on stands, but in my instance, the configuration of my home is I actually have it suspended from the four corners. The instruments require that they be very specific distances apart and measured within at least a 16th of an inch and even tighter than that parameters, because the light energy and the waveforms of the light and the EMs are very, very small increments, and they have to be synchronized exceptionally well. So I have one there, and then I have a set of four in that setting. And in my second setting, in my clinic, at the Energy Enhancement Institute in Houston, I have eight, and I utilize that with individuals who have had requested to utilize the technology because of disability or the things that I would see in my standard rehabilitation practice.
Well, okay, if someone's not ill, or they don't know they're ill anyway, they may be ill and they haven't been diagnosed, but if a person has one of these in their home and they're just a regular person, what kind of things can they expect from it in their life change?
Well, that's a very, very good question. First and foremost, one of the things that's so important to me about the EE system is that it only brings you back to homeostasis, or what we call the dynamic adaptative state. So it brings the body back into balance. You don't have to worry about overshoot or undershoot. You can never use this too much. And going further with that is we are finding, I'm 56 years old, I'm finding that my body has decayed from the functionality that I had when I was younger. I am finding that my lab values with regard to any of the parameters, I had an atherosclerotic cardiovascular history in my family, but I found that my lab work with regard to my cholesterol, my triglycerides, my inhibitory as well as my oxidative reductive studies, all are pretty much at peak level for somebody who is physiologically much younger than myself, so that for we guys, it's really nice to have our hormonal balances closer to someone in their 30s, meaning testosterone levels and LH levels, than the standard 56-year-old male. So that it's pretty remarkable with regard to what it does with one's particular blood chemistries.
Okay, so you're saying that this can actually help turn back the clock and help someone go more into a youthing state than a aging deterioration state?
Well, what I'm going to say is that it allows you to function at your ideal physiologic state. And if indeed you have signs of advanced aging, we're finding that people come back to whatever there is in with regard to their linear age. And so that I'm a physician, I'm not about to say that this reverses aging. However, I am going to say that it brings the cells to their ideal physiologic state. and that may well appear to us as reversing aging. I have had hair color changes where my hair was graying and white. My chest hairs that were growing in white. Now at the roots are growing in dark. I have had different physiologic responses with improvement in my vision where I had been required to use corrective lenses, and I no longer utilize those, so that I have seen objective changes, and in my patient population, I'm seeing even more remarkable issues with people who have had stroke, reversal of the effects of stroke, spinal cord injury with resolution of what should be fixed neurologic deficits, Parkinson's disease with returns of function, end-stage renal disease, patients with diabetic and requiring dialysis, getting to the point where they no longer are needing dialysis. Truly, truly remarkable things have been seen in the center, but that is using the larger system than just the medallion.
Yes. And in terms of the larger system, though, if you had one in your workspace or in your home and you're in it almost 24 hours a day, then one, if they were not ill, didn't have some chronic disease, could expect to have what? More energy?
People will absolutely will have more energy. And the other aspect, which I was talking more at the cellular level, the other aspect is that it improves cognitive function. It allows for left brain and right brain synchronization. And if you're familiar with the concept of holosynchronization and that we are interested in functioning as full functioning human beings and having the capacity to stabilize one's cognitive thoughts and through this technology, we are seeing things with quantitative EEG, QEEG, where we are seeing stabilization of brainwave function and increased cognition. We're seeing people who are having had previous issues, subtle and some with quite dramatic issues with traumatic brain injury, but with subtle issues, we're seeing people who report they just have more focus and concentration and they're better able to think. The meditators say, oh, my goodness, Dr. Gerber, Greg, this is remarkable. I am able to utilize this technology, and I get to states that I didn't know existed, and we have all types of remarkable responses within the TM and high-level meditators who are utilizing the technology and in many of the ashrams around the world where they are using the technology. They are just reporting remarkable improvement with regard to their spirituality and capacity to appreciate the levels of function of human potential.
Okay, so it sounds like what you're saying then is that the whole mental-emotional state as well as the cognitive thinking state, person becomes clearer and has much more ability to focus and feel better about themselves?
That is all true, and what we believe is that people are functioning at their highest potential and aligning themselves with that which is their mission while here on planet Earth.
Uh-huh. That is awesome. I like
that. And to understand, I really am a regularly trained physician, undergraduate at Yale, psychology degree, Medical University of South Carolina, went through Baylor College of Medicine for my residency and training, and have been chief of internal medicine in the Memorial Hospital Systems, and I've opened 8 different hospitals in Houston over the last 20 years, and I walk the everyday walk of a clinician, and have come upon this about 2.5 years ago, and it has radically changed my viewpoint of medicine and what we should be doing in both classical and non-classical medicine.
Wow. Well, as a trained doctor, it sounds though like you didn't really just change your mind 2 years ago. You must have had some sense of consciousness and the part that plays in subtle energy and health and wellness. What kind of background else have you had?
Well, that is very, very true. I was introduced to alternative interventions back in 1980 by a fellow by the name of Jose Silva, and he was at that time producing and bringing the Silva method to the world. And those were formula-like techniques that I was just an average guy, And I went in there asking to learn a little bit more about how to take tests better, how to have my memory improved. And I spent the next 19 years studying with Mr. Silva and became very, very adept at all the techniques that he employed. And the most exciting for me, which I've utilized throughout my practice, is what he called distant detection and correction. And so that he was one of the first people to train what we now call medical intuitives, knowing that each and every one of us have the capacity to do that, and if we just learn the techniques and then utilize them. So, yes, I did have that experience and have utilized those techniques on a daily basis since March of 1980. So, yes, I am slightly different than the average practicing physician as well.
And it also sounds like you've been preparing your whole life to find this technology.
There's no question in my mind that, yes, I was the right guy in the right place at the right time with some physics and backgrounds in physical medicine so that I can talk the talk of the clinician and medical physician, the scientific aspect, and yet I've had the backgrounds and the experiences of those who have practiced some of the more esoteric techniques over the last, you know, throughout my lifetime, yes.
Very good. I'm a little curious, I obviously would be better to be in this system all the time. Is the effect accumulative and permanent? Would you have
well,
to really
the answer to that is yes and no. Please understand that the body is a very dynamic system, and right now the United States and those who inhabit our world are being bombarded by electromagnetic and ELF, all this stuff with microwave and other aspects of new physical modalities that we were not designed initially to experience. And some of those, such as the 60 cycle produced by our regular light, as well as EMF, ELF, as well as some of the nutritional aspects of how our food products are now influenced by other than natural processes for their development, we are introduced to what I would consider to be less than ideal states.
Mm-hmm.
And as a consequence of that, when you're exposed to those types of environments, the body has to respond to that. However, when you are in the system or utilizing the medallion, it does indeed diminish the impact significantly with the system and to a smaller extent with the medallion that allows one to have a much higher functioning in life, much higher functioning.
Okay, and that brings us back to the medallion. The medallion obviously has a lesser price tag on it than the system, so this is something, and it's portable. So this is something that people could wear daily to, as what you're saying then, is to protect themselves from electromagnetic pollution, and does it also affect your consciousness as being in the scalar wave matrix does?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Particularly those that are charged in the 24 unit, we are finding that people report many, not only the more positive effects of eliminating and nullifying the disruptive frequencies, we're finding that people do increase their creative intelligence and their coherent physical and mental, emotional, spiritual capacities. So we're seeing people that are reporting heightened states of awareness and creativity, and that the effects are cumulative and the potential is essentially unlimited.
So it sounds like no matter what you're doing in life, it's going to amp up the ante for you.
Yes, indeed. And with the medallion, at its current pricing, it is a small piece of wonderful and wonderful, wonderful energetic fields. And until we have these centers throughout the world and throughout the United States on every corner, or have everyone having a floor unit within their home, which I don't think is going to be happening anytime soon, the medallion is an absolutely wonderful, ideal way to enhance one's life.
Well, I'd like to say that on the website that you have accessed this call from, there is a button that says medallion information and to order. if you push that button, you will get to the website. You'll see the medallion information and how to order it. And there are three questions above. If you push any of those questions, you will get to the EE System website itself. That's eesystem.com. Just go to that page where this replay will be after the interview, and you can get that information there. Well, Dr. Gerber, this has been quite fascinating. You know, one may say it sounds too good to be true, and it does. But
I totally agree and understand. as a physician, if I had not reported and seen these things personally, my initial response was, okay, this is too good to be true, Greg. And that continued to be my scientific aspect of things, to say, okay, but Greg, you just had somebody who reversed diabetes. Okay, Greg, you just had somebody who's no longer having problems with peripheral neuropathy. You've had somebody who's just reversed their issues with regard to their psychiatric medication, abnormal responses, came off their medications and had resolution of the issues involved. I have seen spinal cord injury, as I alluded, stroke, Parkinson, all types of things that absolutely do not fit within my normal expectations. They've exceeded my normal expectations. And I'm seeing what can only be described as miracles happening on a near daily basis. And as the medical director with over 200 centers or 200 sites reporting to me, I'm just hearing fantastic things on a daily basis that just make my life much, much richer. And the goal, as Sandra says, she's a little bit less scientific, but her goal is to make this world the heaven that it is, this world on earth to be the heaven that it is intended to be.
Wonderful. Well, this is the time for such technology to be here. Very happy to hear that it's here. I enjoyed speaking with you very much. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with before we close this interview?
In closing, I just would ask, as you have said, please take the opportunity to evaluate the EE Medallion, as well as click on the webpage for eesystem.com and learn more about it. We look forward to hearing from you and look forward to providing you with the medallion so that you too can enhance your life.
Thank you, Dr. Gerber. This is Natasha Taylor at Conscious Communications. We have been listening to Dr. Greg Gerber, Medical Director of the EE System, an exciting, very exciting wellness tool that can keep us achieve our maximum potential, and the medallion, which is a portable device charged in that system that can protect us from harmful electromagnetic energies and other electronic pollution. So, I'd like to thank you again for being here, Dr. Gerber, and thank you all who are listening. And I'd like to invite you and Dr. Sandra Michaels back for a more in-depth interview about the EE system.
We welcome the invitation, and to all we say aloha with waves of infinite aloha flowing through you at each and every time, always.
Aloha.